Welcome back. So we are here for another video on CRM accelerators, and we are talking e-service accelerator this time.
That's the one.
All right. So e-service looks like a traditional service thing, but you know, what is it? Because CRM can manage service cases.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about here?
So e-service is all about opening up CRM, or opening up specifically CRM customer service functionality as a multi-channel solution. So the ability for a customer to be able to log on to the organization's website, to be able to log into a secure area, and then to be able to, you know, manage their own profile, raise, close service cases, schedule services, search the knowledge base, you know, all of these sorts of things that means that me as a customer, I can interact with, you know, the company or the organization at a time and place and venue that suits me.
Fantastic. So I'm looking at the portal again. So that means I'm taking my service management out to the web,
yep.
out to my customers,
yep.
and then I'm giving them an option to manage and, you know, and what else? You know, I'm not going to steal your thunder. Let's see what you have.
Hey, no worries at all. So it's all about, you know, and again, this is based off one of our ASP.NET 2.0 starter kits.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll see is when we actually log into the portal, so you'll see I've got this customer service link here.
Mm-hmm.
I can log into the portal. And what we're utilizing here is the ASP.NET membership provider.
Fantastic. So I'm not logging into CRM. I'm logging into a different membership store.
Absolutely. So we keep the two deliberately separate. So the ASP.NET membership provider handles, you know, all of the things like encrypting passwords and password and account management. You'll see there's a link there, down there to forgot my password. So all of the things that you would expect in a web-based secure site, the membership provider handles all of that for us. And then all we do is we then allow this portal to call the web services for CRM to do the necessary interaction there.
Oh, very cool.
So if I log on here, I've got an account set up. And then once I'm actually logged on, it gives me a bunch of functions that I can undertake. Now, I think structurally, you know, it's probably relevant to talk about, you know, how we hang this together. All of these are simply ASP.NET user controls. So I can take as many or as few of these as I want. I can drop them into my own ASP.NET pages. And it means I can then apply my own styles and change it, because we give you the source code for all of these user controls as well.
Cool.
So within this, I can go in and I can change my details. So for anyone who knows me will recognize that I'm a massive Liverpool Football Club fan. So I've got, you know, I can go and change that in there, maybe, you know, adjust some of that information, change my phone number, all of that sort of stuff. And the key message here is that this form is configurable. So the organization can nominate what they want the customer to be able to read or modify on the portal page.
Fantastic. And you know, I can see that I can create a new case and look at my cases. So this is really self-service management for your customers and partners.
Absolutely. And if you look at, you know, some of the capabilities, so I can go in and I can create a new case. And that's, you know, that's pretty powerful. So we could say, you know, web portal case. All of the information here is being derived from CRM. So the drop-down values, it's just reading the metadata from CRM.
Oh,
so,
cool.
You know, we've set that as problem. I can put in my description within here. And once I actually go and save that, it will go and call the web services, create the service case, and then it will tell us that and fill in the case number and all of that sort of stuff.
So this is pretty much a composite application. It doesn't define any of the data here. It pulls the data and the definition from CRM.
Yep.
And once we get all the data, it posts back to CRM.
Absolutely. And
awesome.
even the form layout definition here, which is different, obviously, from our standard CRM form, all of that configuration information is stored in CRM as well. So I don't have different configuration tools to go, you know, make this work.
Wow, I mean, this looks really awesome, but, you know, what if I'm not using the service management? I mean, I could, you know, when I'm using the platform, mm-hmm. I could use this for plenty of other purposes. So,
absolutely.
How is that going to work?
So we've actually, although this is called the eService Accelerator, and we've focused on out-of-the-box service cases and service scheduling and, you know, all of those sorts of processes, we've architected it. So if I wanted to expose any entity, with about 20 minutes worth of work, I can do that. So if I wanted to expose out sales opportunities or a custom entity called projects that I'd set up in CRM, again, because of our web services layer and because of the ease of configuration, you got about 20 minutes to go and adjust the ASP.NET user control to point at a different entity and then expose that out to the portal.
Fantastic. So I could build out like in you know, a life sciences application for managing hospitals and manage, you know, patient schedules and things like that just by using this.
And on top of that, you could do things like, you know, I might have some trading partners or things like that that I want to give a certain view of information of CRM, but I don't want to go and actually, you know, have a full CRM application for them. We can give them a cut down capable view through this portal interface.
Fantastic. So we haven't seen Visual Studio at all.
Yeah.
Let's get in.
I know you've been itching to see Visual Studio. So, folks, this is Visual Studio 2005.
Makes me feel much better.
Fantastic. So, I think that you know the key elements. So, obviously, this is the full portal, you know, project, and we give you all of that. So, if you want to use it to learn more or use it as a demonstration environment or what have you, you've got that. But the key elements are within this controls folder here. So you'll see we've got this case editor, we've got this entity editor, so that's that generic user control that I can use to expose any you know, any entity from CRM out
how
to the portal.
How about the custom fields? How does it know what fields I have?
Can it just, it just reads from the configuration within CRM. We've then got a configuration set of pages within CRM that say, okay, I might be picking the project entity. Here's the list of attributes. And then I can then go and configure that to say, I want these five attributes. These three, I want them to be read-only. These ones, and we support all of the data types as well. So date, time, monetary, integer, etc.
Wow, so the configuration is not in the portal, not in Visual Studio, it's in the CRM.
That's right.
That's clever.
Wow. So it's, as an application, it's ready to go. As an extensible platform, it's available for you there, and you've got full source, so, you know, have at it.
Wow, so when I'm getting the eService Accelerator, what I'm really getting is the set of controls that I can use for, you know, building any sort of application on top of CRM.
Absolutely.
That's
and then, you know, so from there, and it handles all of the, you know, the login capabilities. So if we go into, you know, the specific source code there. So it's all well-defined. It's all using standard .NET building blocks. Cool. And you'll see that we've got all of these classes to handle calling the CRM service. And then in terms of the, you know, the application settings, if we go into the web.config, you'll see that we've got some specifics for the accelerators. So anything that's got MSA, Microsoft Solution Accelerator, is going to have something to do with it. So these are the generic settings for things like the organization, the server, which user we're using to impersonate to actually call the web services, and so on. And then we've got some various e-service specific settings. So I can go and set up, you know, my SMTP server settings. I can set up, you know, my default case subject ID. And, you know, there's a whole range of things. So it's a very configurable solution as well as very extensible.
Fantastic. So, for example, a hosting provider could take this and make it available for all their tenants or allow tenants to customize.
Yep.
And this is completely multi-tenant compatible.
Yeah. So the actual, so in essence, the portal itself is single-tenanted in that it can only point at one CRM organization.
Of course.
But all you'd need to do is go and provision X number of sites to handle different customer requirements. So we're actually working with a number of hosting partners now who are interested in taking this on and providing this as a hosted service for their customers.
Fantastic. So in terms of languages, we're talking about developers here.
Yep.
What is the language that is shipping in? Is it C# or yep. VB or both? Yep. Or?
So as an old VB-er, I hate to say it, but C# is where it's at. So we settled on C# as the language that we were going to deliver this in. But obviously, you know, you can translate that accordingly. But the out of the box language is C#.
But let's look at the code real quick. I mean, is it like really complicated? How you're using like, you know, stuff like link and things like that, or is it?
No, it's pretty straightforward. So if we actually look at, let's say the case editor control. Mm-hmm. So we've got a pretty standard sort of definition in terms of the layout and dropping in mm-hmm. field labels and all of that sort of stuff. And then if you actually look at the source code itself. It's pretty straightforward. So things like, we've got the ability to actually, on initialization, on load, it's going to go and do various things. And then we've got lots of helper classes, so it will actually go and manage, like, the label resources. So it's also localizable. So we've got full resource files where I can go and change the labels. And also, any of the field labels, it's just reading that from CRM. So, and I can pick the default language that I want that to be. So it's not a multilingual portal, but I can pick one of the languages that I've got set up within CRM.
Fantastic. So my entire sort of user base can, you know, if I'm doing this in EMEA, in one of the countries in the Europe, they can configure it for their language. And
absolutely.
This is where the multilingual features of CRM, you know,
absolutely.
Helps too.
Absolutely. And on top of that, we're actually shipping this accelerator in 5 non-English languages as well. Okay. So that's Dutch, German, French, Italian, and Danish.
Fantastic.
So, so there's a lot of work in there, a lot of great capabilities. And then on the back end of it, we've got plugins and workflows and all kinds of things to help manage and automate all of the processes around, web management, including auditing workflows as well.
Wow. That's quite comprehensive.
It's been a labor of love, and we're looking forward to getting it out the door so people can actually start making use of this.
Yeah, I can see your blood in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, Ruben, and thanks for joining us on this video, and we'll see you soon in another Accelerator video.
Thank you.